This is the Citizens Council Forum, presented by the Citizens Councils of Mississippi. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, your host for Citizens' Council Forum.
Hello again, everyone. Dick Morphew welcoming you to another edition of the Citizens' Council Forum. Today, we have two guests with us on the show. First, Mr. Lewis Hollis, the director of the Jackson Citizens Council survey, which is now going on. Mr. Hollis was with us 2 weeks ago talking about the survey, and he brought with him today Mr. Ralph Ford, a member of the board of directors of the Jackson Citizens Council and who works with the Mississippi Public Service Commission. Mr. Ford is a ward leader in the 19th Ward, and he's helping make the survey in that area. Gentlemen, very happy to have you with us. And Mr. Hollis, let me start out by asking you, since we talked last on this program about the survey that the Jackson Citizens Council is making, what progress has been made?
We're highly elated, Dick, over the progress that has been made. The first attempt at a ward survey is being reported today. And Mr. Ford is a fine example of the young men who are so dedicated to the proposition that our way of life shall be preserved.
Well, Mr. Hollis, in making a ward survey, I know that it involves a lot of detailed organizational steps. Suppose you tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Ralph, why don't you tell us how you went about getting the ward organized?
Well, Mr. Hollis, the first thing that we did was to call a small meeting of the members of the Citizens Council who resided in Ward 19. Ward 19 is a very large ward in the northeast section of Jackson.
You had that meeting in your home, I believe.
At my home, that's correct. And we, at that meeting, called a small gathering of people and designated the areas which they lived in as being those which they would make the survey in.
I believe you had appointed seven lieutenants at that time.
We had seven ward section captains, and they in turn had a list of the members of the council who lived in their area, and they later on, in another meeting which we held, got their assistance in conducting the ward survey.
Where did you hold the ward meeting?
We had it at the voting precinct on North State Street, where the people in Ward 19 vote.
And about how many people attended the second ward meeting?
We had about 35 or 40 of our members there.
Those were all members of the council before the survey was started?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Then what steps were taken at this meeting? The survey was explained to them, I imagine, and the steps that had to be taken from then on.
That's right, and at this meeting, we divided the ward up into seven sections, and each one of the leaders accepted one of the sections for him to actually conduct the survey in.
Well, for those who didn't hear our show 2 weeks ago when we were talking in some detail about the survey, Mr. Hollis, suppose we just review that ground very briefly. What was the purpose of undertaking this survey?
It was for the purpose of finding out how our people stand on this matter of school integration, also getting more people registered to vote, and to, of course, increase our membership.
It is a rather extensive project. You're planning eventually on reaching every home in Jackson.
Right.
And this Ward 19 is the first one that's been conducted on this basis. However, there have been rather extensive area samples made prior to this.
Block areas, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go down this list of questions once again. And, Mr. Ford, I understand that in your ward, you've got about half of the calls completed now.
That's correct, Dick. We have half of them at this time.
That is moving along pretty quickly. That represents about how many homes?
It represents about 400 homes.
Mm-hmm. Let's go down the list on a percentage basis. I believe that will probably be easier for our listeners to understand the way that people were responding. The first question that is asked by the survey is, do you have children or grandchildren in school? Now, how many people did have?
74% had children or grandchildren in school, and 26% had none.
In other words, about three out of four did have children or grandchildren who were in school. Then the second question covered only those who did have children or grandchildren in school, and that asked, do you prefer racially separate schools for those children? How did the answer to that one come out?
Of all the answers to that, we had 100% preferred racially segregated schools.
The third question is along the same line, still directed at the question of schools. When attempts are made to integrate the school in your neighborhood, do you intend to keep your children or grandchildren out of school until the attempted integration fails? How is that one being answered?
97% of the people contacted said that they would keep their children out until a plan was formulated.
And the next question follows right along. Do you intend to allow your children or grandchildren to be integrated?
Now, on that, we had 98% said no, and 2% said yes.
The fifth question asked on this survey, if the answer to the first question is no, in other words, if you have no children or grandchildren of your own in school, would you support, morally and through the Citizens Council, your neighbors whose children are the targets of integration?
We were very pleased to receive 99% of the people that we surveyed said that they would.
The sixth question, if it becomes necessary, would you be interested in cooperating with the organization of a private school under sound local leadership? Mr. Ford, how were the answers going on that one?
We had 100% of the people that we asked that question to said that they would be interested in that.
And then the answers to the next two questions on the survey were also unanimous, as I have the tabulation. Would you cooperate with your Citizens Council to protect property values in your neighborhood from attempted integration? And in an emergency, will you cooperate with local Citizens Council leadership chosen by you and your neighbors in advance?
We, in all three of those questions, 100% of the returns indicated that they would.
That certainly is a heartening response. Now, for the benefit of those who aren't too familiar with the area in Jackson covered by this survey, what type homes are covered in this 19th ward?
Well, we had medium. It was a very, very large undertaking in that ward.
Mm-hmm.
And we had many different types of houses in the ward.
Mm-hmm. And as Mr. Hollis said a couple of weeks ago, the way that the survey works, you followed the already set up technique of sending a letter to each householder, did you not?
That's correct.
And advising them that the survey was going to be made.
That's correct. Each person received a letter.
And then you then visited the homes individually and are in the process of doing that in the rest of them that it's not yet completed.
That's correct, Dick.
Getting down to some more of the questions asked on this survey, the next two concern voting. First, are you a registered voter? How many people that you contacted were?
90% of the people that we contacted were registered voters.
And the 10% who were not were asked the next question, if you are not, will you register now?
80% said that they would register.
80% of the 10%,
that's
of the
correct, words. Yes.
Then the next two concerned Citizens Council membership. Are you a member of the Citizens Council? How many council members did you have in that ward when you started the survey?
30% were members of the Citizens Council when we started our survey in that ward.
And the 70% who were not council members were invited to join the council by the volunteer worker who was making the survey, how many of the 70% accepted invitations to membership?
Well, it figured about 40%, but the total now membership in the Ward 19 is 63%.
In other words, 63% of the people who have been contacted by this survey are now members and became members of the council at the first invitation.
That's correct.
I think that we might point out one thing that people might have sort of forgotten, too. That 63% figure means that you will have, on the average, more than one member per household, because the survey counts a husband and a wife as two responses to the survey.
That's correct.
So that means that in at least 13% of the households, both husbands and wives became members, and I rather imagine that the ladies joined up in pretty good numbers to make that percentage.
That's right.
Well, Mr. Ford, what has the biggest surprise been to you in this survey, or have there been any?
Well, there have been no surprises, but we have some of the things that have really paid off in this is the fact that there were times, many times, when we answered questions which non-members had. They wanted to know the answers to the questions which they had heard about the Citizens Council. We contacted in this group many people who had recently moved to Jackson and to Mississippi, mm-hmm. and of course they knew, didn't know very much about it, and they asked questions, and we were happy to answer the questions. Many of them joined when they had their questions answered.
Do you feel that the fact that the survey is being conducted by neighbors among their own neighbors, in other words, a resident of a block will survey his own block, do you feel that this is helping to get a bigger response to the survey and get the questions asked in more homes?
I think so, Dick. It's we've run across that a number of times, and we felt like that was the best procedure to use.
Mr. Hollis, let me ask you a couple of questions now.
Yes, sir.
First off, how is the survey going generally? We had a tabulation a couple of weeks ago on the first 1,000 responses. I know you've gotten a lot of cards in since then. And are the responses running pretty much like they are at Ward 19?
It is not particularly surprising to us, Dick, because we thought we knew how our people feel, but there has been very little change in the percentage on the, say, the second and third 1,000 as compared to the first.
In other words, most every area of Jackson is answering about the same way.
About the same way.
We have a very short time left, but I'd like to ask you this question. Why do the councils feel it's important that a person become a registered voter?
Because when we elect a person to public office, we depend upon them to carry out our wishes. It's very important that we vote for people who will carry out our wishes.
And people need
and
to become voters.
And if we're not registered, of course, we can't vote.
And have no choice in who is an office holder.
Right.
Then. Well, Mr. Hollis and Mr. Ford, I want to thank you very much, both of you, for being with us this afternoon and telling us a little bit more about this survey that is being made among the residents of Jackson. We'll be back again next week at the same time with another interesting discussion on the Citizens Council Forum. Till then, this is Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us, and so long, everyone.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of Mississippi. If you believe in states' rights, if you believe in segregation, if you realize that indifference and apathy are our greatest enemies,